How is everyone today? Ba't ang tamlay nyo? How is everyone today? Amen. We are blessed and we are ready to be a blessing always. Last Friday, I was privileged that I was able to go back to Iloilo where my mother was buried. It has been a long time since I have visited her grave. Matagal ko nang hindi na napupuntahan yung libingan niya. So I went there and I remember that day I buried her. I was in fourth year high school nung nalibing siya. And I was really devastated because I was very close to my mother. But anyway, I've realized yesterday also when we had the celebration of All Saints Day and All Souls Day, I was praying for our loved ones, praying for my mother, praying for my father. I realized how much I miss them in my life. You see, this is where the celebration of All Saints and All Souls really connect us. Because sometimes, if we don't take the time, nakakalimutan natin yung mga mahal natin sa buhay, lalo na yung yumaon na. And it is in the context of prayer, when you start praying for them, that you would realize that our connection with them is never severed, hindi na puputol. Amen? Because the Lord Himself connects us. I was once asked by someone he was so sad and he asked me, sabi niya, yung kaluluwa ba ng mga yumaon natin, do they really go to heaven? So I know deep inside may problema na kaagad siya. And so I asked him, sabi ko, sino ba ang tinutukoy mo? Sabi niya, yung tatay ko po, hindi ko alam kung makakaakyat sa langit. Dahil napakalupit ng tatay ko, napaka selfish, he was a drunkard, he was everything. And so sabi niya, but I love him. And I don't want him to go to hell, sana makaakyat man lang siya sa langit. Can my prayers help him? Yun ang mga tanong niya. And I don't have all the answers. I wish I could tell him what I really know and you know. But this is the only thing I know. Sabi ko lang sa kanya, has your father been baptized? Sabi niya, yeah. My father is Roman Catholic, so he was baptized. Then I just told him, you find a candle and you light that candle for him. Because the candle that we light every All Souls Day is a reminder for us that we should put our hope in Christ. I may not know where that soul is going. I may not know kung aakyat ba siya sa langit. But one thing I know, Jesus died for everyone. That whoever believes in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. I would put my hope in that. Amen? Not in what the person has done. Not on the character of the person. I put my hope always in Christ. That's why we light the candle every All Souls Day for everyone we love. And what we are saying, what we are telling ourselves is that no matter what happens, I know our Redeemer lives. And He's going to take care of us. Why is that? Bakit ganyan? It's because Jesus loves us so much But He did not just feel love for us. He went down and have a relationship with us. That is why that relationship that we have in Christ, that would bring salvation to us. Yun ang ibig sabihin nun. It's nothing else but our relationship with Christ that could save us. And this is something we need to remind ourselves. 2 years ago, I have a very good friend, a classmate, who passed away because of cancer. She fought with all her life, all her strength, but she succumbed to it and she passed away. That was 2 years ago. Last night, I was informed that her husband, who is also my good friend and a classmate of mine, is already on the fourth stage of cancer also, yung asawa niya. And I was informed last night, and I said, I will pray for him. And I realized in my life that there are so many people that I love whom I miss so much. And I realized that you don't miss things. Kung tumatanda ka na, it's not the things that you miss. Amen? It's not places. You miss people. That's why relationship is at the very center of our Christian life, how important it is. All Saints' Day, All Souls' Day, and even our gospel today speaks of relationship, which is the most important aspect of our Christian life. At yun minsan ang hindi natin binibigyan ng oras. Yun pa yung hindi natin binibigyan ng attention, yung mga relasyon natin. And we get so busy with things, work and everything, we don't have time to sit down and, you know, think of our relationship. I miss my friends. I miss so many people in my life. And today, we talk about relationship because relationship is what Christ came to establish on earth. When He came to earth, He did not just plan to take us to heaven. Kasi yun ang pagkaintindi natin ng salvation. Salvation is going to heaven. It's not all about going to heaven. Because Jesus came to bring salvation to us, not just so we can go to heaven, but so He can change our lives that we will be fit for heaven. Amen? Pumunta siya dito. And bringing salvation to us, He did not just ensure that we will go to heaven, but He made sure that we will be fit and ready for heaven. And how would He do that? He did it through a relationship. Amen? And we have a very beautiful gospel today that speaks about that. But before we go to the gospel, tingnan muna natin yung first reading natin. Our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Sinasabi ni Isaiah dito, you know, God was supposedly talking to His people. Sabi niya, I hate your festivals. I hate your celebration. I hate your worship of me. Why does God hate worship? Does God hate the festivities that we celebrate, the festivals that we celebrate? Sabi niya, I won't even listen to your prayers. Oh, ibang klaseng Diyos to. You know? Why would God hate our celebrations? Why would God hate our worship? Why would God refuse to listen to our prayers? One thing. Because everything is only by words and no action, no life behind it. You know, you can go to church and worship God and go through the motions of worship. But if our lives, ang buhay natin, our lives does not change and does not support what we profess by our faith, then everything we do is nothing to God. Yun ang sinasabi niya. Sabi niya, you worship me, you come here at my temple, lifting your hands to me in worship, but your hands are full of blood. Why? Because you cause injustice. Amen? Worship kayo ng worship, kanta kayo ng kanta, tingnan nyo naman yung buhay nyo. Yun ang sinasabi ng Diyos dito. And I will not listen to your prayers anymore because there is no life that back up. There is no action that backs up our words. Words without the corresponding action is useless and it is nothing worthless to God. Salita tayo ng salita, wala naman action yung buhay natin. This is what he was telling them. Sabi niya, this is the worship that I want. If you're going to worship me as your God, if you're going to live with me as your God, then that relationship we have with God should change us. Amen? Dapat magbago tayo. And this is what I'm looking for you. Itong hinahanap ko sa inyo. You know, if you worship me, if you consider me your God, then you should love justice. Amen? You should love justice. You should defend the fatherless. You should take care of the widows. What is he talking about? You should take care and look after those who are helpless, those who cannot help themselves. Huwag kayo dong sumama dun sa mga tao that continues to oppress them. You move away from the oppressors. Yun ang sinasabi niya. That is what I'm looking for. Faith without action is dead. Worship without a life and action backing up that worship of God is an empty ritual. And God hates that. When we come to Him and just present Him with something that is empty. One time, I visited a place, may nagbigay sa akin ng regalo. I don't know what happened. Napakaganda ng box, nakabalot yung box. And on my way back, nung binuksan ko na yung box, walang laman. You know, I wasn't expecting anything, pero may nagbigay ng regalo. Walang laman. So tinanong ko, baka yung box mismo yung regalo sa akin. And there was nothing special about the box. There was nothing. And I was thinking to myself, bakit ako bigyan ng box na nakabalot sa gift wrap na wala namang laman? You know, sometimes you feel bad pag nangyari sa'yo yan. You know, imagine giving that to your God. Imagine singing songs of worship, clapping your hands, kneeling down, praying to God. But there is nothing in those things you do. Amen? Our second reading talks about the son of lawlessness, the son, the Antichrist that would come. And he said he's going to take control of people. Lahat ba? Hindi lahat. He cannot take control of people who have learned to receive the love of the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus. If you have learned to open your heart to receive the love of Christ, meaning to say you've opened your life to be in relationship with Christ, that evil one cannot control your life. How can he control you when you are in love with Jesus? And the writing in Thessalonians warned people, sabi niya, because you did not receive the love of the truth, then you will be given over to a spirit of disillusionment. In other words, madali kang mabola. You would be easily swayed and convinced by lies. And this is what's happening in the world today. People would rather believe lies than the truth. Amen? Amen? It is your relationship with Christ that would keep you steadfast, focused on Him. If anyone tells me something, that will remove me away from that love that I have for Jesus, I would not go with that. I will not listen to that. It keeps you focused on Christ. But those who have refused that relationship with Christ, pag tinanggihan mo yan, then you will be open to deception. Tatanggapin mo lahat ng kasinungalingan na sasabihin sa'yo. And there are people like that today in their Christian life. They would rather believe a lie than a truth, than the truth of Christ. And because they believe in a lie, sabi niya, they love unrighteousness. Amen? When you have learned to receive the truth in your life, Jesus, learn to accept and receive His love for you, you would learn to live in righteousness. Malalagay sa tama yung pamumuhay natin. Amen? Walang ka-effort-effort. All you need to do is open your heart and receive the love of Jesus for you. Know that Jesus loves you so much. And guess what? Yung hindi mo kayang ayusin sa buhay mo, one day you wake up, everything is laid straight. Amen? Amen daw, sabi ng pusa. Okay? Now we go to the gospel. In our gospel today, it is a story of relationship and the lesson that I would like you to learn in relationship. For a relationship to grow, for a relationship to really blossom, there should be commitment. Amen? And when I talk of commitment, I'm not talking about feelings. I'm talking about actions. I'm talking about of the things you do. That is commitment. Commitment is never about your feelings. Today, I don't feel like coming to church. I'm not feeling well physically. Malamig pa yung panahon. I would rather stay in bed today and sleep. But I am here today, 100%, spirit, soul, and body. I'm in the church. Why? Because that is my commitment. I may not feel like coming, but I have come here. That is what commitment is. Pareho sa mag-asawa yan. One day, you wake up, you don't feel like you love your wife, but the husband continues to work hard to provide for the family. Amen? Yung asawa din, may araw na pagising mo, you don't feel like you love your husband, naiinis ka sa asawa mo, but she wakes up early and still cooks breakfast for him. Bakit? Yan ang tunay na pag-ibig. May commitment. It is not motivated by feelings. It is motivated by a deep and profound conviction that I have made a choice to love this person and I will continue to do this for him whether I feel it or not. And I pray that we will all make this same commitment to God. Whether I feel like it or not, I'm going to come to church every Sunday to worship Him. Amen? Our story begins with Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collectors. We know that in Israel, merong mga maliliit na tax collectors. In the street corners, you will find them, they have a booth. Kagaya ni Levi, ni Matthew, meron silang table dyan sa mga kalye at nangongolekta sila ng buwis. But not Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is the chief In other words, itong mga maliliit na mga tax collectors na to, lahat ng nakolekta nila, dadalhin nila kay Zacchaeus. Amen? Because he is the chief tax collector. He is the director of BIR sa panahon niya. And the scripture says, he was very rich. Bakit minention talaga? Okay? The chief tax collector was very rich, ang sinabi doon. Doon pa lang pag sinabi ng mayaman itong chief tax collector na to, may kontrobersya na kaagad. There's a controversy. And we all know that. Alam natin yan. Well, Zacchaeus, to give you a background of his life, a tax collector is considered a traitor. Traitor ang tingin dyan. Ang tingin sa kanya, traitor, because he is working for the Roman government. His people dislike him. The Roman government and the people of Rome does not like him because he is also a traitor. Nobody loves a traitor. Tandaan nyo yan, pag traitor ka, walang magkakagusto sa'yo sa buhay mo. His enemies don't like him because he's a traitor. His people don't like him because he is a traitor. So what does Zacchaeus do? Ano na lang ang gagawin niya? If nobody loves me, I might as well get rich. Magpapakayaman na lang ako. Amen? Amen. If no one's going to love me, no one's going to take care of me, at least I am so rich I can afford to pay and buy people. Yun ang prinsipyo niya. So he was very rich. He was hated by everyone. And I believe Zacchaeus, even though he is rich, he is not at peace with himself. There are people like that. Sobrang yaman, wala namang pamilyang nagmamahal, wala namang kaibigan nagmamahal sa kanila dahil lahat ng tao nasa payroll nila. And they end up very lonely. They become very sad. And Zacchaeus is one of them. But then Zacchaeus heard about Jesus. Narinig niya. He heard about a rabbi, a teacher who does not condemn people like him. Because in his time, all the Pharisees, all the rabbis condemn traitors and sinners. But not this rabbi. Narinig niya, merong isang rabbi, merong isang teacher who does not condemn. In fact, there was even a tax collector like him who now becomes his disciple. He must have heard about Matthew. Bakit? Tauhan niya si Matthew eh. Matthew was a tax collector. Low in rank lang compared sa kanya. But he have heard that this tax collector has left the business and has now followed Christ. This must be a good rabbi. He heard about Jesus. And he longs for Jesus, but there was a problem in his life. One day he heard that Christ was coming to town. Okay, not Santa Claus, but Christ was coming to town. And he heard about it, and he wanted to see. Sabi niya, he longed for Jesus, and he sought him. Hinanap niya. Okay? But there was a problem that would prevent him. Number one problem is the problem outside. Sabi doon sa scriptures, there were so many people. He cannot see Christ because of so many people. And sometimes in our life, there are things that prevent us from seeing Christ in our life. Things in our circumstances. That's why if you're going to seek Christ, if you're going to look for Jesus in your life, it's not an easy thing. You have to be committed to do that. If you seek, what did he promise? You will find. But he did not say, it's going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. Why? Because there are obstacles on the outside. Zacchaeus had to face a crowd that will not allow him to see Christ. And the second problem he has was a problem within himself. Ang sarili niya mismo. The scripture says that he was of small stature, maliit siya. You know? Kaya kung anong kakulangan niya sa height, tinumbasan niya sa dami ng pera niya. I may be small, but I am terrible. Yan ang gusto ni Zacchaeus. He was short. He was really short. The Bible mentioned it, na maliit talaga siya. And those are the two problems. He cannot see Jesus because there were so many people. Second, he was short in stature, cannot see Christ. Did it stop him? Did it stop him to look for Jesus? No. You see, that's commitment. Commitment, a person who is committed to a task, a person like Zacchaeus who is committed to find Jesus, will not stop for anything. He will not allow obstacles. He will not allow circumstances. He will not allow himself, his shortcomings. He will not allow it to prevent him from seeing Christ. So anong ginawa niya? Dahil maraming tao, hindi niya makikita si Kristo. Hindi pa niya namimit si Jesus. Hindi pa niya kilala kung anong itsura ni Jesus. Narinig niya lang si Jesus. And so he wanted to see him. And so he climbed a very tall sycamore tree. Umakyat na lang siya sa puno. That's the best he can do. Climb up the tree and look for Jesus. In your life, what is the best that you have done so far that you can see Christ? Climbing the tree is like going to the cross. Jesus provided the tree. Jesus provided the cross that no matter what the obstacles may be, you can always find the cross. Come to the cross. Climb the tree. Walk the path of the cross and you will see Jesus. And so Zacchaeus went up the tree and he was looking for Jesus. Hinahanap niya sa sobrang daming tao. Halos magkapareho na yung itsura nila. You know, unlike dito sa atin sa Pilipinas, pag hinanap ko si Father Bal, hahanapin ko si Father Bal, ang dali hanapin. Ay imaw malat ang may bungot. Ngani one time may nagtanong ng bata sa akin, sino man na si Father Bal? Usuya ro pare nga may bungot. Ha? Ay kita mo yagi imaw. But in Jesus' time, in the place where he was, everybody has a beard. Amen? Lahat may bungot. Kaya pag hinamba mo, ay sin si Jesus karon, ay do may bungot nga to. Si Jesus, ay tanan may bungot. And so Zacchaeus went up the tree and he was looking for Jesus. He heard about Jesus. He heard about his goodness, but he has not seen his face yet. And he was looking for him. He was up in the sycamore tree looking for who Jesus is, not knowing that Jesus had already passed by. Nandun na, papunta sa kanya. Zacchaeus looked for Jesus, but he was not the one who discovered Jesus first. It was Jesus who discovered him first. Zacchaeus was not able to recognize Jesus, but it was Jesus who recognized him first. Why? Because even before you were born, God already saw you. Kitang-kita ka na ng Diyos. Hindi ka pa pinapanganak sa mundong ito. Nakikita ka na ng Diyos. At hindi lang nakikita, minahal ka na niya. He already loved you. And so Jesus, when he was under the tree, Zacchaeus was still looking for him. Sino ba tong Jesus na to? And Jesus, when he passed by, he was there under the tree. He looked up. Jesus looked up on that spot where Zacchaeus climbed the tree. He looked up and he said, Zacchaeus, tinawag siya. Called him by his name. They haven't met before. But Jesus already knew him. He prayed for him. Every time Jesus talked to his Father, the Father would reveal his name to him And so he knows Zacchaeus. So nakita niya si Zacchaeus. He said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down. I must stay with you today." Jesus invited himself to go to Zacchaeus. No one invited him. He invited himself. He would never do this to a Pharisee. Narinig niyo na ba si Jesus na inimbita niyang sarili niya pumunta sa bahay ng Pariseo? Never did that. Have you ever heard of Jesus inviting himself to come into the house of somebody? No. He invited himself to come to the house of Zacchaeus because he considered Zacchaeus a friend. Amen? If I want to visit my friend, I don't need my friend to invite me. I come to his house. I invite myself to his house. Pag pinuntahan ko yung bahay ng kaibigan ko, hindi pa nakabihis yung kaibigan ko, hindi pa nakaligo, never mind. I'm already there. Nandun ako. Because he's a friend. And that's the same thing with Jesus. He did not wait for Zacchaeus to invite him. He just came, "Zacchaeus, come down, baba ka na. I must stay in your house today." And the Bible says Zacchaeus immediately hurried. In haste, he came down and he invited Christ to come to his home. Sumama kagad siya. And the people who were there, the crowd, the Pharisees, and all the religious leaders were there. You know what? Basahin mo sa Bible yung ginawa ni Zacchaeus. You would know that Zacchaeus has commitment because he did not say anything. His action speaks. Tingnan nyo ha? He climbed. He sought. Those are action words. He sought Jesus. Hinanap niya si Jesus. He climbed. Tapos sabi dito, he hastily climbed down and received joyfully Jesus. Look at those words. Those are action words. He did not say anything. By his actions, by climbing the tree and looking for Christ, coming down hastily and receiving him joyfully. Another action he did was give to Jesus. "I give half of my possession to the poor." That is an action word. Then the last word, action, na nakita ko dito na maganda talaga. Sabi niya, "I will restore. If I have stolen, I will restore 4 times. Now look at those words. He sought. He climbed. Hastily he came down. He received. He gave and he restored. That's commitment. No words. Just the action behind it. You will see that Zacchaeus was receiving the love of Christ. The friendship that is being offered to him, he was receiving it. The crowd who were there, the Pharisees, isa lang yung sinabi nila. Ito pang sinabi nila, "He's coming to the house of a sinner." Yun lang. And there are people who are like that. Nothing positive comes out from their mouth. It's always negative. "He's going to the house of a sinner." Yun lang sinabi nila. Minsan na nagsalita, pangit pa yung sinabi. Diba? Minsan na nagsalita, pangit pa yung sinabi. Zacchaeus was all action. So while they were in the house celebrating, Jesus was eating there with all the tax collectors, all the sinners were there.
yung mga kaibigan ni Zacchaeus were there, kapwa sinners niya, kapwang mga tax collectors, kapwang mga traidor. They were all there and they were all listening to Christ. Jesus was talking. And Zacchaeus, when he heard the wisdom, the righteousness of the words of Christ, he came to Jesus, lumapit siya. And this is what he said to Jesus. First time he spoke, sabi niya, "Look, Lord, see, look." Why would he tell Jesus to look? He did not say, "Listen." Sabi niya, "Look." Why? Kasi yung sasabihin niya, gagawin niya. You cannot hear action, you can see action. That's why he said to Jesus, "Look, Lord, I will give half of my possessions to the poor." Meron naman talaga siyang yaman eh. Sariling yaman niya. But sabi niya, "Half of that I will give to the poor." Wow, commitment. Bakit half lang? Bakit one half lang ang bibigay sa mga poor? Kasi itong sinabi pa niya, "If I have stolen, if I have defrauded, may linoko man akong tao dito, I will pay 4 times. That's the other half. The half he gives to the poor, the other half, gagamitin niya sa pagbayad sa lahat ng taong linoko niya at ninakawan niya." My dear friends, that is what commitment is. In the context of relationship, in the context na nakikipagrelasyon ang Diyos sa'yo, in the context na mahal ka ng Diyos, anong gawin natin? What is our response to that love that God has for you? Your response is to give yourself to Him. That's the response. Amen? Yun ang response. We give ourselves. That is the only response. To have Jesus loved you, to have Jesus die for you, He did not ask for anything. Sinabihan ba niya si Zacchaeus? "Zacchaeus, ha, makasalanan ka, nako. Ibigay mo na yung yaman mo sa mga mahihirap at saka yung kalahati, bayaran mo." Jesus require him that? Sinabihan ba siya ni Jesus gawin niya yan? No. Jesus does not require you anything. The only thing He asks is that you open your heart that I can give you my love. And that's what Zacchaeus did. He opened his heart to Him when he opened his home. Nung binuksan niya yung tahanan niya para kay Lord, binuksan niya yung puso niya para kay Lord. And when he opened his heart, that love of Christ flooded his heart. It flooded him so much that it changed him. Binago siya from a person that is so bad, so unrighteous a sinner, he suddenly changed. That is what repentance is. Repentance is not about what you say and what you keep on telling people. It's about what you do. A change of heart will bring a change of life. And a change of life is a change of behavior and actions. It will change you. And this is what Zacchaeus, finally, after listening to Jesus, he went to him, sabi niya, "I'll give half of my riches to the poor, and the other half, I'm going to pay those." Alam nyo, sa Israel, pag meron kang inutangan and you defraud someone, you have to pay 20%. Kung umutang ka ng 1,000, linoko mo yung tao ng 1,000, magkano'ng ibabayad mo? Plus 20%, di ba? What is 20% of 1,000? Ha? 200. Yung ibabalik mo, hindi 1,000. Kung niloko mo yung isang tao ng 1,000, ibabalik mo sa kanya is 1,200. Yan ang batas. Yan ang layi. But Zacchaeus, no. Sabi niya, I will pay 4 times. Ano ibig sabihin? Kung meron akong linoko, 1,000 ang kinuha ko, babayaran ko ng 4,000. You see what happens when you are changed? You don't go to the minimum. When you are in love with Christ, you don't look for the minimum. Ito lang bibigay ko, ito lang ang sinasabi. Hindi. You go beyond the minimum. You walk an extra mile with Him. Amen? Amen. You give your extra tunic to Him. Why? It's all because of the relationship. Okay? May pumuntang kaibigan sa akin, sabi niya, to, may gabot po tama na akong sapatos. Pwede man ako kapangayot sapatos kimo. Hay amigo, tanakon dun. Huwag itagapangayo kakon dun. Hay one time, hay na buslot anang sapatos, ay nahambag kakon. Pwede man ako magpangayo, sang kaper lang. Di ako imo sa bagay, hag binuo ko tanang sapatos ito, hamba ko, hay pili ina, hagdaya, ngawa mo gimpili imo, utara. Huh? Why? Why? Why am I willing to give? Because that is what friendship is. Friendship and real friendship is not about what you get, it's about what you give. Amen? Amen? Pag meron kang kaibigan na puro lang kuha ng kuha sa'yo, ay, i-re-evaluate mo na yung friendship nyo. Because what I miss with the people, my friends who are not here, is because I have no one to give myself to anymore. I used to give myself to friends, but marami sa kanila, wala na eh. At yan ang malungkot sa buhay when you have no one to give yourself to. Yun ang nangyari kay Zacchaeus. His heart was so overwhelmed by the love of Jesus that Jesus would like to have friends with him, like to have a friendship with him. Today, I would like you to leave the church and reevaluate your friendship with Christ. Is Jesus your friend? Is he someone that you can give yourself to? Reevaluate your relationship with Christ. Ano bang Diyos sa'yo? Kakantahan na lang natin, papalakpakan, sasambahin. Is He not a friend to you that I can just give myself to you? Amen? Zacchaeus gave up everything, basically. And that is what commitment is. It's the surrender of yourself to Him. Walang matitira sa Kanya. When I get to heaven, I'll look for Zacchaeus. I'm interested in his life because of his friendship with God. Why am I so interested with him? Because I too have a friendship with Christ. Amen? Lahat tayo kaibigan ni Kristo. Lahat tayo nakatanggap sa Kanya. Why? Because this is what Jesus said. True love means that I lay down my life for my friends. That's what he did. True love, laying down his life for his friends. That's what we do to Christ. When you open your heart to him, he now becomes your true friend and you lay down your life to him. You give to him. It's not about going to heaven anymore. Sabi nga, even if you go to Sheol, I will be there. Even if you go through the valley of the shadow of death, even if you're in hell, Jesus will be there. So for me, it's not about heaven, it's about being with Jesus. That's all that matters. In this world, you may have tribulations, you may have trials in this world, but fear not. You're with your friend. He'll go with you. Heaven is not just a place that you can go to. Your friendship with Christ will make you fit for heaven. Why? Because Without Jesus, even heaven will not be a beautiful place. Pag wala si Kristo doon, kahit nasa langit ka, pangit yung langit. Amen? Amen? Kahit na nandito ka sa mundo, ubod ng dami ng problema, kahit na maraming sirkumstansya, pero kasama mo naman siya, parang langit pa rin dahil kasama mo siya. And I pray for everyone on this Sunday that you reflect on this. Evaluate your friendship with Christ. Evaluate, who is Jesus to me? May mga tao nagsasabi, dapat Lord, Lord Jesus ang tawag mo. You know, I can call Him Jesus because He is my friend. I know He is King. I know He is Lord, but He is a friend. And that friendship with Him, that friendship with Christ, changes your life. It will change you. It will change you forever. Change of life means salvation. Can you tell your friend beside you, change of life means salvation? Dahil nagbago ka, etong sabi ni Jesus, nung sinabi ni Zacchaeus sa kanya, Lord, I'll give half of my wealth to the poor. I will pay 4 times sa mga nagnakaw sa akin. Lord, ibibigay ko ng lahat toto. And you know what Jesus said? Zacchaeus, salvation has come to your house. Paano mo malaman maliligtas na siya? Ay nako, nagmamahalan na sila ng Diyos. You know, Jesus loved Zacchaeus from the beginning of time. Zacchaeus fell in love with Christ when he met him. That is what salvation is. Now, Zacchaeus, you are not just going to heaven, you are now fit for heaven. There is now salvation. That is what salvation is. A change of life, a change of heart, becoming more in love with Jesus, that will save you. Amen? Amen. Yan, ayusin natin ang relasyon natin sa Diyos. Ayusin natin yung pagkakaibigan natin kay Jesus. Huwag nating kalimutan, mahal na mahal niya tayo. Gusto niyang manahanan sa bahay ninyo, kung saan yung maraming problema, saan maraming kasalanan minsan, doon siya gusto manahanan. He wants to live there, He wants to stay there, because He loves you, and you have learned to love Him as well. He is at home with you just as one day you will be at home with Him also.